Yep. Which handsome are you talking about? You have so many.
The one I haven't said good morning to yet.
Oh. Okay. You got quite a little bunch, I say. I think so. Oh. Well. A secret combination. From Scott and Maureen Proctor, they decide to go all dark and angsty. Oh my gosh. Oh, I don't know what to think. Of course, it's never them. It's somebody that writes for them. Well, sometimes it's them. Secret combination hypothesis for our day, huh? Oof, it's a little chilly. There's a statement that's meaningless, and she thinks it was a showstopper. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, the greatest failure of any presidential administration. And you go, boy, you could drop that statement for a nickel. Says, and that's all we're getting out of these people is two or three nickels worth of. I'm not going to promise you anything worth doing, and I can't deliver on anything I'm promising. Raising taxes? Oh, that's a tough one. Oh boy. Anyway, that's what you get when you listen to debates. You just go, says these guys. It isn't that they're empty and hollow promises. It's that they're promises that nobody intends to keep. And if they do keep them, it's pretty meaningless. Normal thing. Punish the rich. Punish the rich. Punish the rich. And you go, yeah. It says, boy, that's exactly what Americans want to hear. That's exactly what Americans want to do. It says, I don't want to become a successful person. They'll punish me for being successful. Therefore, I'll provide disincentives. They won't be successful. And yet they say, well, this is the way we're going to make everything right. Is take it from the rich, give it to the poor. And you go... What happens when all the rich people just decide to not bother with it? like the old, I don't know if it's an old adage, but it's an interesting reality. What's the difference between $1 billion and $500 billion? And you go, nothing. Is there a better car you can buy at $500 billion that you can't get at $1 billion? Is there a better house? How much land can you actually own and have it even be interesting to you? Except to tell your friends, well, I own this much land. And everybody goes, yeah. You go, what do you do with it? And you go, well, I run alpacas, I guess. And you go, you don't even know what an alpaca is. And you go, you're right, I don't know what an alpaca is. He says, I don't know, I don't care. I've got enough. And that everybody depends on the fact that we're going to have some people that make $500 billion a year, and we're going to tax 75% of it. And we're going to give it away to thousands of them. We're going to give it away to millions of poor people. And you go, you know, this is... They already use tax dodges. And you give them the tax dodges because... You take advantage. You're getting rich too. The powerful always get rich. That's just reality. Where's that Matt? Did we wake that guy up?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is Amarillo Urology Association.
You owe them some money?
I have a balance.
Okay. So is it about time to go to... To move everything to the other room so we can open this up for Sam? This room. So Sam can use this room.
I thought
we were going to do that because there's no place to put that. What? I was going to move that over there to the other side of your thing.
There's no room.
Yes, there is.
Especially if COVID ends and we can have fish tanks over there.
Okay, well, I don't remember us really deciding that. I remember you saying that.
I've been saying stuff. I mean, I use that chair just to pile all my stuff on.
I could use this one, so we can move that over there. I don't know why this is here. This is... somebody else's money gone awry. I can just throw that away. Guess I will. It's a shame because I'm sure it works for me. Somebody just screwed it up and my son bought it. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. Anyway, well, I could just take that corner.
And then so when I'm in here doing stuff, you're talking to your people, so I can't concentrate on what I'm doing because it's hard enough when you're in there talking. Mm-hmm. Do I need to just move my stuff to the bedroom?
No. No, you don't need to do a thing. Everything can just sit where it is. So it's just fine. Just trying to... Because Sam's not going anywhere too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to give him a place to actually be instead of just kind of camping out. Hello. We can just do it that way. And just move everything out. Put it in storage. That extra computer, the old one, that's up kind of in on the side there. Nobody's using it anyway. So it's, well, no. The only time I use it is when I need to print something, because it can talk to the printer. All the new stuff can't. I can put some more effort into it and make something elsewhere. I can print to it from my little laptop. That's no problem. And yeah, we'll just move everything over. The big long cable will just go all the way out there. And it'll make it so that you don't have to go someplace funny to do your email. It'll be right there. We can do it. Sam can have a couple of shelves and a
this and that. I know it's fun. Anyway, can we slide this over to fill in this space right here? I mean, we can shove that thing down a little bit, if need be. And then that way, we can have the desk here, and then maybe we can sleep on the other side.
Well, we were going to do a futon in here anyway, so yeah, you could sleep in here. Yeah, I guess we could do it that way. That would probably work okay. I think I've even got cabling sufficient for that. Well, we can go. We can stack it on top of this. Lisa, we're trying to fit stuff in.
And where am I going to put all this stuff? I use all this stuff. Well,
you
maybe
do.
Not this, but.
Yeah, so almost all that's just junk. Put it in the darn things. There's nothing in there that's worthwhile. I apologize. Yeah. Well, I'll look at it today and shuffle things around and yeah.
So it seems like there's a decent wind blow. I should probably put on the shredder.
If you want to. Nice. I think I might put on a jacket too. Okay. Looking pretty good. Mint's getting a little. Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Oh. I was throwing stuff away that I didn't need anymore. But. You can say they're playing, but I don't think they're trying to kill each other. You please. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll just shuffle things around. Still have that furniture store here in town, that Interiors down on wherever it was. I mean, I would like to buy locals. Yeah, whoever they are. Hey Matt, how's your mattress doing? Do you like it? Yeah? Well, there you go. There's an endorsement from the Pea Princess's son. I tell you. I don't know if we need to just go to the big city on Saturday and get us a let's go get a futon with a mattress. Yeah? Does he? Oh. You're giving this dog a birth? Oh, I need some exercise anyway. Come on, dog, come on. Yes? Oh, he's a little chicken. He'd make a pretty fair little burger. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah! Yeah. A BB gun would be pretty good right about now. shoot the dang thing. Man. And I know somebody in town gets paid to be animal control. How come we have this dog? Does the animal control guy just sit in his office and wait for somebody to call? Yeah. Actually going out and doing something? Anyway. Oh. Then you go, yeah. He says, that seems kind of a poor excuse for a town. Says, but, to be honest, I don't think any other town does much better.
Chihuahua.
Sorry. I must be getting mad. I apologize.
I have many of them. Circle.
What? I need to prove to myself that I can at least lumber. I wonder if I ask that person there. Is that Joseph? It's got the trailer in the back and the back thing. That's true. You know? Although that's a gooseneck one. You know, people would just kind of collect stuff and you go, although if I could get somebody that has one of those and tow it to our house, that could be a place for kids to live. Almost as big as our house. Whee! Almost, not quite. Almost. I don't want to denigrate the cottage. See, there's a whole bunch of, you just go down there, there's another kind of trailer that could probably go knock on their door and say, do you want some of that trailer? And it's like, you want this thing? You go, oh, why not? The thing with those trailers is once you get them, you can't get rid of them hardly, you know? Especially once they're not beautiful, new, and well-maintained and all that. A world of broken dreams. You say, hey, we'll do all this, and we'll do this, and we'll do... And everybody's like, I'm like that. Gee whiz. You say, oh, this is going to be great. And then it kind of goes... Even if you do it a few times. Look at the poor city. Every time... I look at the local news... half the news is about this houseboat that was basically abandoned on city property. It's been there for years, and they're always talking about it. Why aren't we going to do something about that? Well, it's not really, it doesn't belong to the city. We don't feel like we can mess with it. And they contact the person that's supposed to own it. I don't even think they live anywhere near here now. And he said, I abandon it. You can do whatever you want with it. But apparently he didn't give them the title. Morning. Didn't give them all the paperwork on it. And so the city just kind of sits there and scratches their butt about it. And it comes up at every single meeting. Because everybody goes, it's such an eyesore. And you go, to who? It's like on Whitlock, where nobody goes. And it's a trash heap anyway. Sorry, I don't mean to be rude to our friends on Whitlock. But it is. It's a dump. The city dumps crap there. Because it's out of the way and people don't have to look at it. The only people that have to look at it is the Sherwood Salvadors. They've got the nicest place around there. The rest of it's a dump. It's the nicest place there. I'm sorry. It's all relative. But anyway, so I find that always interesting. And that is, that's like a travel trailer. But they just, it seems like somebody's decided that every single city council meeting, they're going to bring up that stupid thing. And they all, and it gets talked about because they talk about it. And if they do anything about it, they don't do a dang thing about it. Because they go, all we can do is haunt someplace else. Says, we can't destroy it, it's not ours. You know? And they're afraid of the legal ramifications. Sometimes they'll even bring in the lawyer to speak to it. And you're going, oh my gosh, how much money are you guys wasting just thinking about this crap? And they say, yeah, this city council's worthless. And you go, yeah, you're getting this. We're all getting this as an impression. And the lawyers say, don't do it. Something bad will happen. It's like, wow. I don't think they have the title. I think that's part of the problem. Is that that guy just says, oh, I don't have those records anymore. I got rid of it. But it can't be the city. The city can't take responsibility for it at all. So yeah, chances are, if somebody were to set it on fire or just destroy it or something, that the city would stand back and say, God, burn, baby, burn. Don't call the fire truck, or have it standing by in case it starts a wildfire. So it's big, just get rid of it. And it is. It's just, and I don't think it's because the city's particularly incompetent. It's just, welcome to. Right. And you go, that's our problem. I said, a whole lot of things will just never be taken care of.
Nobody can move because we're all frozen in fear. Something bad can happen to us if we move 1 minute.
Yeah. And you go, and we created this system for ourselves. At some point, somebody thought this was a great idea. And you go, we were all fools.
And it's like, change the freaking law.
Yeah, well.
Something sits there for so long in this room, and people have the right to do something about it.
I think those exist. They're still just petrified to do anything about it. Because I think they think that if they start doing that, they will all of a sudden be asked to do a lot of garbage like that. And they don't want to get into it. Well, they don't have any money. They're too busy keeping all the city employees well paid. That's why it was like for Sam, I said, oh man, you need to get that city job. They get paid well, they usually get a vehicle. I said, they usually get everything. A possibility. And that's just life. I said, yeah. I said, as far as I know, the most city positions are, yes, the gift of certain families. Yeah. And that's simply it. You know? And it's a great, and it's just kind of their thing. It's almost like a caste system. I said, oh, you can't do that. It doesn't matter if you're good or not. We have to bring in a city manager from outside because we're all incompetent and none of us wants to get into trouble. You know, so we bring in somebody from the outside. It's kind of like the whole deal with the community college. You know? Sorry. But I'm also the kind of guy that says, oops, whatever, says good luck trying to find some place that behaves the way you want it to. Nobody is right now.
Yeah.
Hope the basic idea was move on from. Get a job. Says here's the sad part. I've got a master's degree in something. And what am I doing? A job that requires no degree at all. And it pays a whole lot better than the ones that, you know. When I tried to get a job that required the level of degree that I actually have, it was pathetic. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose $30,000 a year. You know, I can't believe people spend money to get an education that ultimately pays them $40,000 a year. I said, I understand if you don't have any aptitude for the things that pay better, that's fine. But it does. It just makes you say, oh, God, are we all just stupid? Anyway, it was like John Grosbeck, you know? When he came in and he saw shenanigans going on and crap and stuff like that, it's just like the federal government. Excuse me, who the heck are you? You know, our first and foremost job is to make sure you're dead, is to get rid of you. Only problem is in the federal government, you can't just get rid of the president, although they pulled out every stop to try, didn't they? And not because he really did anything. He just said that he wasn't part of them. And that scared them enough to get them going that way. The federal government is incredibly paranoid. And we just didn't see it. Because we didn't have to. Back in the past, just had a whole bunch of, you know, every single presidential candidate had risen up through the ranks. And we're good swamp people. You know? Even though some people thought that Hillary Clinton had a string of bodies behind her, didn't seem to bother the government, did it? In fact, they were most willing to help her. Fascinating thing was it didn't work. I think that is the most scary and stunning thing that happened in the whole thing was those guys just going, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. How did somebody actually win the presidency without endorsement? Oh my gosh. Yeah, and trust me, they're going to do their best in the next two or three if Trump doesn't win. to make sure that there will never be another Trump. Never be another Trump. The Republican Party's already probably made all the internal changes to make it happen. You know, the party itself. And they're just gritting their teeth going, you know, we don't want to really turn on this guy. And that's why you kind of wonder about what's his name? Romney. And you're going, why do we want Romney? Romney has indicated quite well where his loyalties lie. And you go, you know, the people go, well, he was a stake president, and oh, he's a bastion of Mormonism. And you go, who cares? So's Harry Reid. All these people can a guy who's been a stake president be corrupt and go, yes, good night, yes. Who you know, this is we're reading in states right now where there were huge issues in the Quorum of the 12. You know, they're not united, oh my gosh. And you go, what? Just
that's
because.
Look at how many of them apostatized.
Yeah.
And you're. Mark, who was the president of the Quorum, was the first one to get executed.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, and you go, and the ringleader was Heber J. Grant, and you go, what? He was a lauded president of the church later on. And you go, so what happened there? And you go, I don't know. He says, but let me tell you, do any of the brethren walk out of step anymore? He says, nope. And you go, I wonder what happened there. He says, no. And yeah, he says, I credit the people who wrote the saints who would dare let that kind of narrative get out. Yeah, says, you're being transparent. You go, I'm proud of you. And the brethren didn't sit there and do something about it. And you go, good. That gives me faith in the whole thing. And you go, I don't know. Well, I don't know if the brethren are less fractious than they used to be, or if they learned that when you're out in public, you don't talk about those kinds of things. You know, it's not going to be publicly known if there's a lot of, you know, they always talk about, well, we're all different, from different backgrounds, different attitudes, and you go, so what's your point? And you go, you guys talk about this as if we're getting this impression out here. I says, I don't get it. I don't get the impression at all. I says, I see you guys walking arm in arm. I says, so you must either A, have cleaned up your act as a group not to do that, or you vet potential future apostles far better than you used to, you know, or, you know, the Lord's more careful? I don't know. I'm not going to say one way is better than another, because I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting to see. It just goes to show, you know, people say, oh, stake presence, nothing but the best. It could possibly be unimpeachable, and you go, please. It says, we even have a scripture codified way of getting rid of high church officials who have to be just gotten rid of. It says, it's there. And you go, are people getting excommunicated for this? And you go, no. I remember sitting in councils with Don Pinnell, and he was pretty adamant about it. Because if these people have gone off, if some of these members have gone off and joined other churches, we need to excommunicate them. Oh, no, we can't do that. That's not...
You made a choice.
Well, and you're saying, I'm sorry. It's actually in Scripture. That's not even Doctrine and Covenant Scripture. That's New Testament Scripture that says that you have to cut them off. And that they're not written in the Book of Life anymore. And that's exactly what excommunication is. And you go, at this point, you know, everybody says, oh, no, but we have to keep her on there so that we visit her and harass her, and even though she doesn't want it, because she may come back. And you go, so she can come back the old-fashioned way, after you've been excommunicated. I said, she can sue to get rebaptized. Says half the time, most of the time, I'm talking half, the only reason that we're not seeing a lot more people take their name off the records of the church is that we do such a poor job of ministering to people that they have no incentive to take their name off the records of the church. Nothing happens. You know? I'm tired of people coming and trying to get appointments and visit with me every week. Every month or so.
Yeah?
I don't think we'll get in particular trouble for keeping them on the church records, but it will be a thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they're going, that's members of the church. And you go, well, and every... Well, it's not required. Mickey's not coming. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's one of the things that the people talked about when they said, we've got to close this down. They go, there's a lot of people that once they get out of the habit, they'll just never come again. And you go, yeah, I know. And the whole thing of, hey, if you're older, which is the vast majority of our branch. In fact, Mickey was asking about that. Are they still discouraging the older ones? I said, oh, I don't know if they discourage it, but they certainly aren't required to come. Yeah, and I said, I brought Barbara. I said, yeah, Barbara's still coming. Yeah.
The young family is the young person,
Yeah, that was what I was saying to him, too. I said, yeah, it's funny. What if the kids don't come? And I said, and kids aren't getting this. This isn't a kid thing. I said, modern parents are really paranoid.
They have to wear the mask, and it's too hard to start with the kids anyway.
Right.
Let alone start with them to keep their mask on.
I understand. But, you know, you're not doing yourself any good. Unless you're doing a really good job at home. So, yeah, it is kind of working out that way. I said, it has to be home-centered. I said, if you want your kids... I said, you really got to decide whether the aims of the gospel are really your aims. And whether you're really willing to to inculcate that into your kids. Indoctrinate your kids. Yeah? For just a couple of nights until we're back on the thingy?
Yes.
Okay.
How much do I like
it? Nope.
You don't even know what it is.
No, I just don't feel very good not having anything in there. That's my issue. I was about ready to say, let's just read a conference talk or something. But if you've got a better idea, let's do that. What's your idea, or do you want it to be a surprise? Okay. Better put a cork in my mouth. Hope to heck that Sam has something to say about it. Yeah, you're probably right about the city and Sam. He's just not the right person. Oh, you think so? I think it's just the wrong family. I don't think it's about color anymore. I think it's about families. And they're perfectly willing to hold that job open until the right pedigree shows up. Who's willing to get the thing. The only problem is, it requires a little bit of effort, and nobody at the city really believes. Oh, I don't know if doing it every day is a good idea, but yeah.
He doesn't have every day off.
Oh, I apologize, but... you should check on it. I'm so confused why I haven't gotten an interview. You know, you go, I've got all this stuff, I'm perfectly suited for the job, what exactly is the problem?
What am I lacking?
And see if you can force the issue. Not that they're not going to take every opportunity to try to get you fired. You know, well, you're just not rising to our expectations. Go to city council meetings and say, I'm confused. I'm well qualified. Came out of the military with this kind of training. How come I'm not being actually considered? Says they haven't even done me the courtesy of even just interviewing me. What exactly do I need to do to try to get this job? Or is it just that the city is not really interested in filling this position? You know, I can say, well, we have to announce the position because we're really supposed to have that kind of coverage.
Yeah,
but we're not really interested.
Huh?
There it is. Oh, that position's been open for years before that. That's how I knew about it. Because I had looked. And it's like, yes, it says, we know the city's got its issues, borderline incompetent. But it's funny that people who actually could do these jobs just... So there you're doing it. Money that you would normally get. And you don't have to pay another person. Is that what's going on? Are you playing the game? And you go, that's why most people really have no faith in government on any level anymore. It's because all you guys do all day is play games. Says, yeah, it's a jobs program for certain families. And your problem is that, yeah, this is most of your family members, if they have any gumption at all, they go off to college and they say, I don't want to be anywhere near Tucumcari. But yet, you will hold open those jobs for those sorts of people that don't even really exist anymore. I don't even know why I care. Anyway. So yeah.
Jacket?